This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
And we now have Dr. Andy Schell, also known as the Prophet Doctor. He was the Prophet Doctor before he had his PhD. Now he is officially the Doctor, Prophet Doctor. Good to have you here, Andy Schell. Appreciate you. I was thinking about remittances and all the things you talk about this in the webinars that you do and all that. You know, scheduled, actual. And the stuff, it sounds like, you know, scheduled. I remember the first time you brought that up, we're talking about it. I'd forgotten that. It had been a number of years since I had been servicing loans. And a lot of that knowledge is, it's important for people to understand that because there are consequences. And those consequences are being discovered today in this market.
That's
kind of market.
Right. Those remittances of principal and interest happen quickly. They happen at least every month, in some cases more frequently than that. But the other part of this, too, is that this actually, if this forbearance continues for a while, there's also escrow disbursements that have to be made by the servicer.
Right.
So you have to pay the taxes and pay the insurance even if the customer didn't pay their escrow payments under a forbearance. So this that's probably not going to be a big deal yet because it's hopefully this will be resolved before we have many months of forbearance to absorb. But the scheduled remittances are going to be hitting imminently, and that will affect liquidity in March. In addition to, we're going to have a financial effect in March. So let me continue talking about March results here in just a second. Let me circle back, because Alan mentioned the MBA webinars, and I wanted to mention the webinar that I teach is this week as well. So
good.
I'm going to be teaching a webinar on advanced accounting. We've had record attendance. We had 350 people joining to learn about accounting and hedging. So this week is on cash flow, secondary marketing, gain analysis. That one is really complicated and it's really interesting because we're going to monitor month-end reporting of mortgage-backed security price effect and how that drives through to hedge effectiveness, which in these recent times has been pretty bad, pretty poor hedge effectiveness, unfortunately. But we'll also talk about fair value measurement, tax implications from the revenue recognized in the pipeline through counting the profit on interest rate lock commitments and then also other FASB emerging issues task force commentary that has been released recently. So it's kind of geeky, but it's actually fun. The secondary marketing value change and impact on the MBS market and the role that the VIX is a measure, the VIX, those commodities trading. It's for options and futures, but it measures volatility. How that can be a leading indicator of badness in mortgage. How do you like that for a technical term, badness?
Badness.
So what we're going to see in March, aside from the servicing illiquidity potential risk that's out there and that potential risk and the risk of non-payment and collection efforts and advanced risk, has driven the MSR, the values of servicing, MSR mortgage servicing right, MSR values down dramatically to virtually zero. Now there's cash flow value for MSRs that are owned. And when you do an analysis of something of value, you can look at market value based on recent trades, or you can look at cash flow values. And so if you weight the valuation based on cash flow values, that will mean that the MSRs on the books of independent mortgage companies and commercial banks around the country doesn't have to be written down to zero or 25 basis points just because the bids are off. So that's a really important point. And the big valuation groups like Phoenix Capital and Compass Analytics, they know all of this stuff. So it's not like if this is something new. But we just need to, if you're dealing with someone who's talking about writing down MSRs substantially to zero or even well below 50 bips, let's talk about that because I don't think you're going to have to do that. That would have a catastrophic effect for a big MSR holder on their March financial results. But even if we can push beyond the MSR impact, we may have a bad March. Some companies may have secondary marketing margin gain on sale decline. It's what I call margin decay. We may actually experience that for our March results in a significant way. So those who could deliver to the Fannie cash window are probably going to be okay because we were able to avoid the effect that the aggregators have on issuing the short-term mandatory delivery commitment. So for those who had to deliver into aggregators, and that was your best, that was your only option for execution, you may see 50 to 90 basis points in decline in gain on sale. It's really going to be dramatic. And I've confirmed these numbers with several of the trading desks.
Yep.
So this happens when you have extreme volatility in the mortgage-backed security market. That sends ripples throughout the industry. It sent the VIX, the VIX index, up over 80. Normally it's like 20 or 30. When it gets over 50, we need to worry about it. It was up at 80. And when that happens, 80. Yeah, the VIX crossed over 80 2 weeks ago. So when that happens, the people, the mandatory desk at Wells Fargo are people. And they have to, when they issue a mandatory delivery commitment to buy loans from you, they then have to do something with it themselves. And whether it's Wells Fargo or any of the other mandatory trading desks, they're watching all this stuff. They have instant access to everything about the market. So they're watching this. And what ends up happening is they don't offer as much for the transition. It's what we want to have happen. What hedging is supposed to do, the underlying assumption is that the value change in the loan will be perfectly offset by a value change in the hedge. One goes up, the other goes down, one goes down,
right.
The other goes up. Works perfectly
not so
when you have
days.
A stable,
it's
when you have
stable,
a stable market.
Yeah,
when you have a rational market. And that's even Black-Scholes option pricing model is based on the assumption of rational markets. So, but when the loan sale gain does not offset the hedging loss, then you have secondary marketing margin decay. And the models that drive these position recommendations are based on predictability. They want to be able to understand what's happening. I say in hedging, we look backwards to look forwards. But when volatility erodes the predictability, then we're going to have a decay in the effectiveness of the hedge. That means that the trading desks don't know what's going to happen, and so they're going to reduce the prices they're going to offer. So what we have to do is we have to prepare for this. We have to identify this. And what I've advised my clients, anytime we see the VIX over 50, we're going to add margin. The only way to protect yourself is to immediately add margin. And everybody else will eventually do this as well, but you'll protect yourself from the hedging decay when you add margin on the front end when VIX is above 50. Several of my clients added a half, some even up to a point, and they were fine. They actually experienced a margin decay, but they were able to offset that by increasing their initial margin. So this is a really interesting topic to
really?
Me. It's
huge,
a deep in the weeds kind of nerdy thing to talk about.
Yeah.
But if anybody wants to talk more about this, give me a call, shoot me an email. We'll set a time to talk. But the point of this is the real challenge is sometimes hedging doesn't work. Hedging doesn't work when you have extreme volatility because you then have extreme unpredictability, and hedging models rely on being able to look backwards, to look forwards, and when the past doesn't predict the future, the hedging is not going to work as you expect. So you have to cushion, you have to increase your secondary marketing margin to offset that impact from risk change. So there you go, Dave.
Good stuff.
That's my thoughts for today. We have so much more to talk about. I'd love to talk about more about what Alice was talking about, but for another time.
Oh, I know. Yeah, we have to do one of our old roundtable discussions we used to do a number of years back and get us all around that. I think this may be one of those times coming up real soon where we all sit around and just have a relaxed conversation. But I thank you so much, Andy Schell, for getting a hold of us here. The best way to reach Andy is andy@mbs-team.com. Andy, A-N-D-Y, yes, if you need help spelling that, folks. Only me. Only guy with. Andy@mbs-team.com. Andy, thanks so much for being here. I know you got a job. Have a blessed week. I hope you had a great Easter. Appreciate you, friend. And thanks for bringing
thank
us some
too.
Wisdom each and every week. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks, Dave. Bye.
I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, as well as Indicom, Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Modex, Velma, VendorSurf, and Vidyard. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.